This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Live back in the ATX, thank God. Returning from D.C. and Maryland for CPAC, I am your host on this Sunday, March 1st, 2020 Global Transmission. Well, my advice to President Trump is this. Beware the Ides of March. And I was thinking that yesterday afternoon when I was looking up at Leap Year Day, February 29th, and I sat back and I went, beware the Ides of March. And I didn't watch Saturday Night Live last night. In fact, I went to bed pretty early after going to one of my friend's 50th birthday parties with my children. But as I laid there in bed, I thought, beware the Ides of March. And then I got up this morning, the video's up on Saturday Night Live, and they're making threats about Julius Caesar and the Ides of March and how they're coming after President Trump. Right as the whole impeachment fraud fell apart, I kept asking a question over and over again because I follow patterns. And I said, the globalists are going to launch their new attack within 2 weeks. Will it be economic collapse? Will it be a new war? Will it be a bioweapon? I said, is it corona, back when it was not being hyped like this? I said, whatever it is, 2 weeks. And just like night follows day, and day follows night, it's the virus. Now, I want to explain something. I know the listeners know this is why you tune in. You've seen the track record. My North Star is telling the truth. And I don't ever hype something up unless I really think it's a great concern. And so there are two camps out there, and there shouldn't be. There's a camp saying that the virus is a total hoax and is no big deal and is a total fraud. And there's a camp saying it's the end of the world, Armageddon. And that's the communist Chinese, the UN, and others who are very suspect. And Italy's run by socialists now. All these socialist countries are the ones lining up with martial law plans. And there's Trump saying it's not a big deal because he sees the globalists trying to use it. But see, you got to think 3D, 4D chess. I'm sure the president is. If they know it's worse than the president knows, they get him to say it's no big deal to save the stock market, a laudable goal. And then it is worse. They can then position it to say it's all his fault. And we've been wargaming that for over 4 weeks, and exactly what we have said has come true. Just exactly, because that's what we do. We war game stuff. We don't get on high directives on what to say from the globalists or from Trump or anybody else. We've taken your calls, and you contributed greatly to that, massively. So tomorrow, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast. We have several guests popping in. But this whole week, I'm really going to try to dedicate the callers to get your take on all this. But I want to explain this again, and David Knight said this really well on a Thursday show. Because I was up here yesterday working on a rebroadcasting one of his Thursday shows. He explained this. So is Mike Adams. That the supply side, supply chain crisis, and China being total ghost towns for a month and now spreading to other countries, whether the virus is really dangerous or not, the response is on. It's happened. And they have announced on CNBC that the economy is screwed. We're in a recession. The globalists are using it to bring down the economy. That is a fact. And that's why people gut level are concerned clearing off shelves around the country is because they gut level know it's big. It doesn't mean the virus is big, but it means something big. A big move is taking place, and we've been dead on yet again.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I told you a month ago that you would end up seeing panic buying and grocery store shelves cleaned out. I told you more than a month ago you'd end up seeing martial law scenarios and major city shutdowns across the globe. And now it's all happening. Why is it happening? Because communist China is the globalist beta test for everything that globalist-controlled countries engage in. And so when I saw Trump endorse what Xi Jinping was doing a month ago, I'm not attacking the president. I said, sir, danger, 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 Will Robinson. Because we knew the hype was being used by the authoritarians to crack down. So I said then, I don't know how deadly this virus really is. I don't know how communicable it really is. But I said, this is going to attack the world economy. This is an attack on President Trump. This is an attack on America. And so the supply chain attack is real. Whether the virus is deadly or not, we know it's deadly, but super deadly, you can leave up to debate. But the response and the hysteria and the way the media unified and the way all these governments around the world unified, except the United States. We did it first. And I was dead on. I'm sorry. It's just true. Scary, actually. That's why they want us off air. Saying, Mr. President, I'm not sure what's going on, but this is over a month ago, but you're endorsing Xi Jinping on this crackdown. Something big's happening here. And then when the president started to say, we're not going to let flights from China come in anymore, from select cities, and the UN and China said, how dare you, racist, evil, white person. I went, wait a minute, China's shooting people at checkpoints. They've got most of their cities shut down. The UN's endorsed that. Why are we bad if we control some flights? So then I went, okay, it's for sure. This is after our economy. This is after President Trump. Look at the CDC telling him it's no big deal and not a problem. He was finally getting it, but I went, but it's bigger than that. When it becomes a problem, then they're going to say you didn't respond properly to it. And ladies and gentlemen, 3 days ago, it's like they flipped a light switch. Every radio show that's national, that's establishment, newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, all the usual suspects. I've got dozens of reports right here. You've all seen them. President Trump caused this. President Trump didn't do enough. President Trump's trying to cover it up. And so conservatives who know Trump's under attack go, I don't believe CNN. I don't believe MSNBC. It must be a hoax. So they start asking us, hey, what are you doing attacking the president? because you're saying it's serious. Yes, I'm saying it's serious because of how the whole media is unified, how they use it for martial law in Italy and China and now all over the world, Switzerland and all over. Clearly, this is a big global move. People better get ready. See, we're all sold on it's either totally a hoax or it's the most deadly thing since the Black Plague or Ebola. Well, wait a minute. What about globalists have released it? It's man-made, so scientists see it and get scared. It does kill some people. It does spread very easily. And so because we see this giant freakout overseas, we know something big is coming. This is an attack on the global economy. You give globalists control of nation states. You give them control of the whole world. They will then use that power to create a global crisis so they can offer a global solution. And that's really what's happening. Not what the media says. It's either a total hoax and nothing's going on and it's all made up, or it's the most deadly thing we've ever seen. No, it comes out of communist China. It's man-made. That gets confirmed quickly. We have the signatures. Obama transferred it to China 2015. It shows up in December. Turns out the Chi-Coms covered it up. We reported that first. Now it's confirmed. And then it's used to bring down the global economy, and then the global media points at Trump and doesn't just say, oh, look, the economy's down, don't elect Trump now, which they've all been salivating and hoping for and crossing their fingers for. But now it's his fault when he doesn't respond properly when it really tanks. And that's why we've been saying the president doesn't just need to say day one it's not a problem at all. He needs to say, worst case scenario, we're going to be okay. Here's the mitigating factors. So they can't claim that and they can't say that. And then we learned the NIH wouldn't send out the kits a month ago. And that's now been confirmed. They hid this from the president. So, of course, the president's 100% right. The Democrats have weaponized this. They're trying to use it to take the economy down and blame him. Absolutely. They admit they are. I'll play clips in a moment. And Rush Limbaugh is totally right. The media is so evil to salivate and hope this brings down the economy and the deaths of people can be used. I mean, this is just disqualify their party from even being a party anymore. They are just the worst opportunists the planet's ever seen. They are tone deaf. They have no idea how they're even acting. But see, the media is spinning it like, oh, if you think the media is wrong for saying Trump's wrong, you're with Rush Limbaugh or vice versa. No. We're analyzing that we've never seen a UN global shutdown like this and an attack on an economy and huge cities locked down and China using it as a way to show America. You know, if China just shut its factories off, that would piss their employees, their workers, and the stockholders off. If China, here's the big enchilada right now. Because it's all coming together as we war game it, isn't it? Every angle. If China just shut their economy down and they just lost a big trade war with America, they've been in a 50-year trade war with us, we didn't even know it was happening because the globalists sold us out. But if they then release a virus they bought from Obama that they know is not super lethal but does kill some people and spreads fast, it'll scare the hell out of folks. They can push a vaccine later and make money off that as well. And then out of that, they can shut down their factories and order the city shut down, order no one to go to work at all their major industrial sites, and then that kills the global supply chain. They've just checkmated Trump and America, and you know that's what they did. They did it with the deep state, with the UN, coordinated with the EU, who were all on board to create the hysteria and fear, bring down the economy worldwide, and then say, President Trump and America. And people that questioned when it's obviously overblown, well, it's their fault. That's why we said get prepared. That's why we said get ready, because there's going to be runs on the food and there's going to be hysteria and there's going to be major stock market problems. We hope we can defeat this globalist move, but we've never seen anything like this and we've been proven totally correct. So I'm not going to sit here while anybody misdirects or distracts from what we said. That, oh, Jones says the virus is super deadly, but Limbaugh says it's no problem. And so when the stock market starts tanking, which it has, it's our fault for saying, hey, get ready. We said get ready because it is man-made in the lab. Obama transferred it to China on record. Mainstream News 2015 was a big debate about it. It's now been released, and the media doesn't want to debate about how it's man-made and who released it and who stands to gain from it. Who has the means? Who bought it? Who wants to win the trade war? Who's pissed? Who can shut their people down and treat them like slaves and prop up their stock market because they're totally rigged while hurting ours? China. And the UN and the globalists that put them in charge and set them up to rule the new century. This is World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. The Pentagon calls it that. I agree with that assessment. The Defense Intelligence Agency and others. This is World War IV. Right now, we're living it. And now, on March 1st, it all came into view. Do I support the president? 100%. Is he looking at a lot of complex calculus? Absolutely. Do I stand with him? Yes. But we're going to walk through the third way here, what's really happening. Not the two fake points we're told, but the synergy, the dialectic, the real rock bottom. And InfoWars is that radar and that sonar.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There can no longer be any doubt. The coronavirus is the globalist weapon to take out the nation states and President Trump, and to create a global crisis out of which a global solution of total planetary government will be announced. The UN said decades ago they'd use a global pandemic for a takeover. A global problem needs a global solution. This is their answer to Bolsonaro in Brazil and to President Trump here and to the Brexit in the UK and what's happening in Europe. This is it. And so you could see it when the communist Chinese locked down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, more than 20 major cities, hundreds of towns. Now it's up to almost a billion people not allowing their factories to operate to create a supply chain shutdown to then devastate the U.S. economy, and then China comes back. Because China knows that by the time we build up our industry again, we won't be dependent on them. They know that's Trump's plan. And so before that happens, they are striking back. This is economic warfare, World War IV is what it's called. And now it's all confirmed. That's why they did it all. That's why they created all the fear. They knew that we would all watch this, see this, and go, well, there's no reason a government's going to do something this big. They've had other outbreaks, and the flu kills millions a year. Why? Because they want you to know something's big. And deep down, you know it's big because this is 21st century warfare, fifth generational, sixth generational warfare, psychological warfare, people running around spraying everyone with toxic poison antivirals, a huge martial law drill by communist China, which is the globalist model of one-child policies, depopulation, everything. And we told you the Democrats would then blame it on Trump. And now they've done that, ladies and gentlemen. The first clip is Bill Maher Friday night on HBO saying it would be worth it. This is the guy that salivated, wants a depression, a stock market crash to stop Trump. Here he is.
All right, Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but yeah, it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their
homes. I know.
And we shouldn't wish
it. It's worth it.
But I mean, a recession's always possible. I don't see any particular reason to think that it's likely. I think, you know.
Really? Aren't we overdue for one just by the cycle of economics?
This is such a misconception. People sort of feel like, oh, you know, well, about every 8 years or something, you're supposed to have it. Recessions don't come because they're due. Recessions come because there's some sort of overheating, something goes wrong in the economy, like.
Recessions come because the globalists are manipulating and rigging the markets. Everybody knows it. It's on record. We have unlimited growth potential. Now, there he is salivating. I have like five clips that aren't even on my list. You all saw them. MSNBC, CNN going, this is great. We'll finally get him. We're going to play some of them here. Here he is on the same show, Bill Maher. When he talks, that's a globalist mouthpiece. So it's like Satan's puppet, his little sitting on his lap, one of those things, ventriloquist dolls. So here he is talking about Trump wants the virus for martial law. So here's Trump playing it down not to hurt the stock market because he gets the globalists are trying to hype this up. He sees America's enemies hyping it. So he plays it down, and then Bill Maher says he wants martial law. Here it is.
Axios poll has Bernie losing to Trump, but closer than all the other Democrats, 47 to 50 nationally. He beats him in Pennsylvania by 4. Look, all these pundits who I hear say things like, well, Bernie will lose 45 states. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You never know. We never know. You're the same people who said Trump wouldn't even get the nomination. You don't know. What we don't know is Bernie needs a revolution to show up. He needs people who have never voted before. Now, they are not showing up in those numbers in the primary, but we don't know. But now, since Trump, I think, is not going to leave anyway, might as well run Bernie. He's not. And by the way, when the virus gets bad, he's going to declare martial law. Watch that.
Oh, my God.
That could happen. That could totally happen.
Your point about...
Now, they just told you what's really happening. They want to create martial law. All the globalist countries have basically declared martial law in one or more areas or nationwide. He's telling you Trump trying to stop hysteria and martial law is the one wanting martial law. So Rush Limbaugh is totally right when he says this virus is a bunch of hype in its current configuration. He doesn't get into the fact that it's man-made. He doesn't get into the fact that Obama sold it to him. He knows all that. He doesn't want to create fear. But the hype over it is 100% real. And it looks like the virus is pretty deadly, too. But I agree, not as deadly as the flu. Maybe more deadly for Asians. We're not sure. It doesn't matter. Because the globalists have pushed this as the end of the world to bring down the economy, so it doesn't matter. That's how I could tell you a month ago, get food. They're going to start clearing store shelves. And I've got a stack of news, mainstream news, from Alabama to Texas to New York to Hawaii. The store shelves are empty of essentials because the UN and the whole media is pushing the PSYOP. People ask me, well, why are you joining it? I'm not. I'm saying it's a PSYOP wave. Get ready for it. We don't know about the virus, but now there's starting to be deaths. Now it's starting to spread. And the way it was denied by the White House before will then create more hysteria when the media starts hyping the fear. So I'm trying to figure out how to explain this as simply as possible. Here's Rush Limbaugh. He's absolutely right about the media. You just saw some of it salivating over the coronavirus. Here it is.
Folks, this coronavirus thing, I want to try to put this in perspective for you. It looks like the coronavirus being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump. Now, I want to tell you the truth about the coronavirus. What, you think I'm wrong about this? You think I'm missing it by saying it's... Yeah, I'm dead right on this. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks. The drive-by media hype of this thing as a pandemic, as the Andromeda strain, as, oh my God, if you get it, you're dead. Do you know what the... I think the survival rate is 98%. 98% of people get the coronavirus survive. It's a respiratory system virus. It probably is a Chi-Com laboratory experiment that is in the process of being weaponized.
So there he goes and tells you the Senate had a secret hearing last week. We're going to cover it. They know what it is. Okay, we'll tell you next hour. Rush knows. But he's trying to play down 2% dead. The flu kills less than 0.1%. So this is a big deal. But here's the control corporate media salivating over it. We told you was coming a month ago. Here it is. Here's CNN.
The thing which I kept thinking about here is that clearly this is a potentially huge problem for Donald Trump. At the same time, though, do Democrats have to be careful in how they use this sort of health emergency to attack the president?
Well, I think they're actually in pretty solid footing to go after the president on this, mostly because there aren't heads at the CDC and the National Institutes of Health. He's cut funding there. I really think that his lack of response, Donald Trump's lack of response to getting in front of this, looks very similar to what actually happened in China, where you act like it's not a problem, and then you respond quite late, and then maybe you put a Vice President Pence in charge, who's not a medical doctor.
Stay there. We're going to come back with the rest of this, folks. This is a total setup. We're proven right again.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I've had the former head of the State Department Psychological Warfare Operations, Dr. Steve Pachinik, on the show probably 60, 70, 80, 100 times since 2002. He's a smart guy. And they've got a lot of folks like him that work at the Pentagon and State Department and places, but not up in covert action and overthrowing governments like him and running major peace accords and setting up Delta Force and things like that. But I'm not here bragging or tooting my horn when I tell you this. I've always organically seen dialectic. I've always seen the different factors coming together and what they're going to do. They call that third dimensional, fourth dimensional chess. But that's just not seeing things straight on, one-dimensional, two-dimensional. So a lot of times somebody will tell me a joke, and I just don't even get it because I'm in a mode of not being into comedy. And I'll see it very literally. But that's because I'm taking in all the data. But seeing a joke is a third-dimensional event. It's why the brain likes it. Or a fourth-dimensional event. Or fifth. Is because it's fun to get something that doesn't make sense on a one-dimensional or two-dimensional level, but then makes sense once you get it, a riddle. But see, when I'm on data overload, taking it all in, little things I don't get. Big things, I do. And so, I know you all get this. And I'm not patronizing you. You're the audience that backed America's recovery. This audience backed and drove the main engine of UKIP and Brexit and everything. And Bolsonaro's son came on. I remember when he told me they tried to get me down to Brazil and all that. I never really even told the story of that because it just sounds like bragging. But at a certain point, you need to come on air and say, you know, InfoWars was the main heavy lift booster that got the nationalist movement worldwide into orbit. And I always believed it wouldn't be hard to do. All you'd have to do is believe in freedom and bet on it. But see, a lot of folks, they don't do that. So I'm just giving you the report card that we have victory. It's like saying a team has won the Super Bowl two or three times, and we've still got the same team, and we're getting stronger. So we've got a good prognosis to win if we just decide we can do it. And more, I'm going to get into the psychology of that. But what the globalists are selling is death and is failure. So let me get back into the coronavirus. I don't say this again to ingratiate myself or to brag. It actually scares the hell out of me. And makes me think, is this a video game I'm playing? A virtual reality? I'm the hero of it or something? Because it's just so over the top that we keep cracking the code over and over again and others aren't doing it. Instead of it being a power trip, it scares the hell out of me. And I say, what happens if I die in a car wreck or something with this great audience and the guests and the system we've created of this culture and this society of understanding, it's precious to the future of the species. So I thank you all for keeping us on the air. It's just so precious, and I don't even feel worthy to be here. But let me just get back to the mainstay of what I was going to talk about. It's so simple, but nobody does it. It's so easy, but nobody does it. When you see China locking down whole cities, well, some of them 18 million people a city, and they lock down almost a billion people, knowing it's going to totally wreck the economy for years, and it's going to attack the world economy and probably bring it down, and you see the news saying, no problem, no big deal, you know we're not in Kansas anymore. So, of course, I got on air over a month ago when China was starting to lock down major cities. And I said, this is either something out of a nightmare science fiction movie, or it doesn't matter. They're using it like that to attack the world economy. People better button up. And just like little birdies fly around in the sky and fishies swim in the sea, we're here over a month later, and it's all unfolding, and the Democrats are attacking Trump and America, just like we predicted they would. Our first approximation that it's man-made, it's been released to destroy the world economy by the Chi-Coms, and that they think the media can now gang up on Trump, because it's not enough, again, to just kill the world economy, and then just say it's Trump's fault, and then he doesn't get reelected. You've got to say that America didn't respond properly during it to hang it on Trump. And you can see the scripting. And so I'm going to tell you, this is the maximum alert, folks. I don't know exactly what they're going to pull next or what's going down, but we said it a few weeks ago. When they announced the first death, hysteria will set in. It was announced the morning yesterday. I'm talking to Mike Adams on the phone. I go, I bet Trump does a press conference before CPAC. It happened just like we said. And then once they announced the spread of it that was not brought in from somebody from outside the country, which has now been announced today, that, oh, just wait till what happens Monday morning in the stock market. And it happened, ladies and gentlemen. And so the corporate media has tried politics to scare you. They've tried race war to scare you. They've tried gender war to scare you. It didn't work. So now they're going to give you fear of the invisible. And they're going to do it with a virus that's a known engineered bioweapon. How deadly it is, we don't know. That's been released knowing groups would come out and say it's man-made to create the fear. So whether it's super deadly or not, it is the assault. And that's what Limbaugh said at the end of his take. And, you know, he's talking to Trump and Pence and the Pentagon every day. I mean, Limbaugh's totally, you know, hooked up more than probably anybody in media. He's like, yeah, it's a bioweapon, got out of their lab, but it's not big. It'll only kill 2% of you. The flu doesn't even kill 0.1%, folks. But see, Limbaugh's getting you ready. Well, you know, it's okay, it kills 2% of people, you know? What's 2% out of 350 million people? Yeah, we can handle that. It's, but see, the hype now, just a few people die, and it's, oh, my God. See, we're not feeding into that. We want to get ahead of the whole thing, and we're saying, look at the pre-packaging. Look at the pre-programming. Look at the unification of governments. Look at the UN. Look at the lockdown of China. This is it, folks. This is it. And I don't think it's a virus. But it doesn't matter. You better get your guns and your ammunition and your food, because most places run out of food in 2 days with this overextended economy. Half our products are from China. And they shut down. That puts us into a crisis because we're dependent. Xi Jinping doesn't care if they all starve to death over there or have problems. He's got control. But you've already got the lines of people in Alabama and Texas and New York and California buying it all up, and they're lapping it up. Are they bad? No. They've never seen almost a billion people in China totally locked down. So I'll tell you again. This is the next phase against Trump. And I guarantee you the globalists got together and they said, let's try to get him out with impeachment. But if that doesn't work, we're going to pull this virus hoax. And they did it. But it doesn't mean that the crisis it causes isn't real. This is totally real. The virus clearly kills 1 or 2%, probably more, of people, especially if you've already had pre-existing conditions. That's super bad news. You don't want it. But the overhyping and the unification of everything, and I keep repeating this, shows us this is the big one, folks. Not because of the virus, but the corporate globalist media, the Chi-Coms, they're all behind it. It's the Democrats licking their lips, openly thinking you're so dumb that they're saying we hope it takes out Trump and the nationalists. So I back the president 100%, but we charted more than anybody else exactly what was coming down, because we are the zeitgeist. We are plugged in. We're on our knees before God wanting the transmission.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price, because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I probably should have said right up front that the UN put up the highest level of global pandemic yesterday. They found the first deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus, first death in other countries. And they're announcing the first spread of it by people that weren't originally flown to the U.S. and other countries. And it's all totally concerted from Australia, Indonesia, the U.S. It's all the globalists. It's all scripted. It's all synthetic. This is a major attack. Do I know exactly what their next move is? I think I know. But I'm not authorized by my spirit to release it until it begins to unfold. My gut, my analysis. But we're dead on, folks. I keep saying that. We're dead on. We told you it was man-made out of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. That's now Senate Intelligence Committee meetings last week. That's now Rush Limbaugh. He talks to the president daily. They're big buddies. And I get why Trump wants to play this down. He sees the UN hype. He sees the globalists. He sees them want to take down our economy. He knows China lost a trade war. They launched against their own people. They'll lock stuff down, have a reset, have a communist clampdown. It'll show us what they do to our economy. They believe it's fragile. Maybe the president's right to play it down. We shouldn't get caught up in that.
Our job is the oracle of InfoWars. That means you, the callers and the guests, all of us, the people, the real town square, the brain storm. These people used to get together in the tribe and like have hours and days. They didn't know what to do. Like, I just got the answer. That's what this is. This is unfiltered, not globalist academics giving us answers down off mountains, but us together sussing it out. They don't like this. And if you really pull back, this is deathly obvious. The Chi-Coms have covered up all sorts of deadly outbreaks. My God, they've got human-animal clones for 20 years. 20 years ago or more, they had cows with human udders that produced baby milk for their stores. That's like on TV over there, on the news, like, ting-wong, ting-wong, you know, and you translate, and it shows the cows. We have high-quality human milk from cow. You love it. I mean, I saw it like 18 years ago. I was like, on Chinese news sites, like, what the? I tell listeners, hey, look, here they are. Yeah, there it is. Cows turn out human breast milk. Was that New York Times? That's 9 years ago. I said, you can't make this up. Scientists are making human monkey hybrids in China. Oh, it just doesn't even matter anymore. The point is, in the programming, in the packaging, in the rollout, in the brainwashing, you know the operation. And as soon as I saw China lock down whole cities, knowing it would devastate their economy, I said if it was real, they'd cover it up. You could see the fakeness. Not that people being wheeled into hospitals were fake, but the way they did it and the cameras and all of it was they were exacerbating it, and the order had gone out is create global hysteria because they're an authoritarian society. They believe you keep control. But they know we've got 70 million, 80 million people on welfare, on food stamps. They know Bernie's promising everything free. They know the left's ready to burn down U.S. cities. They know that when everybody thinks we're going to have a lockdown here for cases, it will create zero confidence. So let it be known now. And let it be clear, 150,000%. This is 100% an economic attack on America. And it's synthetic, and it's fake, and it's man-made to scare the hell out of us, so that when it came out it was man-made, we get really concerned. It probably kills 10% of people that are old, they're saying, or have big pre-existing conditions. That's terrible. It's killing over 1% of those that are healthy. It's a really nasty virus. You don't want it. But the hysteria around it and the way the unified media pushed it shows you it's the big move. And I'm not going to second guess the president here. I respect the president. He's proven himself smarter than me many a time. All I know is I'm going to tell you the truth as a beacon of that. And I've got hundreds of articles, clips out the wazoo. And I just keep repeating the same thing. China wouldn't shut down all their major cities and do all this if they weren't planning something big. Whether the virus is as deadly as they say or not, this is the big move, ladies and gentlemen. And when the Democrats, just like we predicted, if it was a bioweapon to shut down the Western economy, would come out and blame Trump, and would say he covered it up when he was advised to do that by the very folks that are covering it up, then we know it's the big move and the next attack on Trump, and this is it. And just like I said 5 weeks ago to Trump, I said, if you don't stop them and arrest them now, sir, they may set a nuke off or release a bioweapon. I don't have the crew to go find it all. You all heard me say it. Because I've war gamed this out just like you have. So I'm not even concerned or scared now because this is so real. You know how a fight works. You go out there, the bully's waiting for you. You don't want to get in the fight. You're not going to back down. And as soon as he takes a swing or even connects, you're like, you know what? Let's turn it on and beat your ass to the ground. But you know, you go a little too far and kick the brains out. But that's what you asked for. So I now metaphysically have entered the point of no fear or no concern anymore. That tells me we're in war mode, ladies and gentlemen. My spirit has gone into not giving a damn. And that tells me, my spiritual radar says, this is the big move. So we better start debating what the president should do. We should stop speculating. We know it's man-made bioweapon transferred to Obama to China, waiting to be released in the future if need be, as a martial law takeover of China to reset the global economy, create a global crisis without a global solution, to then attack Western open governments that the left pushed for, claiming openness is a problem. Now we're going to have closed societies but run by the UN. And that is the permutation analysis of their operation and the ghost cities and all the fear they showed people to get them ready. Does the virus kill 0.10% or 2% or 15%? That is the question now. We'll find out. This is the attack. This is their move. This is why they didn't want us on the air during this period, but we're still here thanks to your support. Now, I've got the president. And I've got his son, and I've got all the things they have to say, but I want to air this ghostly video and audio for radio listeners that we aired last week of Wuhan at night with the city shut down at that point for over 2.5-3 weeks with people wailing and crying, welded and boarded in with steel to their buildings at night, the ghostly sounds of begging and pleading, of old people not being taken care of young people, of people that have died. You can lock up buildings and have no police. You're going to have a breakdown. All meant to scare you and make this real when they pointed at America. The Chinese would send in wave attacks in Vietnam. They were helping the Vietnamese, and especially in Korea. And the Russians were there, too. But in Korea, they would send in these wave attacks of millions. They didn't care. And so this is the same thing we saw in Korea again, where they're using a real lockdown, a real thing, and they're probably poisoning them. Who knows what they're doing? But the point is, this is real what's happening, and this is the big attack on the global economy. Here's the ghostly video. Wailing, begging, starving, dying, weeks into no food, a huge Chi-Com depopulation off. People, they would never do that. Oh, really? They killed 400 million children, some of them which after they were born, most of them girls. China is a giant satanic experiment. You ever want to know what a Hieronymus Bosch painting from the Middle Ages would look like? Writ large in reality? That up. Listen to that, and you can hear the Chi-Coms giggling and laughing with the mobile execution vans. So they've got 1.4 billion people, and they've been given the green light. Do whatever you want to them. Millions in death camps, Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, you name it. And now you hear the begging and the pleading and the starving at night. And then we see this and go, hey, you better get ready. People go, oh, wait, it's a hoax. No, the unified propaganda and hysteria is the attack. It's a psyop.
Love you.
Is the virus super deadly? We don't know. Mike Adams is coming up with the latest information. But this is a trap for President Trump. And we're on air literally because of you. And I believe in God's plan. So tell everyone you know to tune in now to Infowars.com/show, to band.video on the live feeds, and share it via your email, via your private message, and over the phone. Because you won't let it do it on Twitter or Facebook, most places. Plus, it's from newswars.com/show. But people need to hear the next hour. This is real. This is big. This is their next move against America. This is World War IV. This is the PSYOP. This is why we were born and destined to be here on air tonight on March 1st. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.